So our second scripture reading today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9 and 18 to 23. Listen now for the word of God. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the lake. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. That is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. And for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Now the parable of the sower is for today. Picture this. Your child or your grandchild comes home from school with hurt feelings. You comfort her or him and begin telling them a story about your own childhood to help them deal with the hurt. Or a friend, confused and uncertain, comes to you for advice. You reply with this: "You know, something like this happened to me once." And then you tell your story. Stories, parables, we use them to teach, to share, to comfort, to guide. Mark 4:2 says, "Jesus taught them many things using stories." Now, parables help us understand life and truth. And this parable reminds me of growing up on the farm. I used to ride on the back of the tractor, standing behind the seat when my dad was driving. Probably a very dangerous thing to do, but it was really fun. And there's what the tractor looked like, only imagine a lot more rust on it. Since we didn't have a huge farm, Dad didn't buy the very best equipment. Our tractor was old, and compared to our neighbor's big John Deere tractor anyway, I was always comparing how cool theirs looked compared to ours. But it worked, and that's what was important. And we'd bump along the rows in the field, and I'd turn and watch the seed fall out of the cedar. And this is what the cedar looked like. It looks like an antique now. But there's boxes there that contain the seed, and then there's disc blades underneath those seed boxes, and they make the rows open, and then the seeds are dropped down into the rows at the same time. So it's pretty cool, and it's kind of fun to watch as it's happening, too. Corn and soybean seed, though, was, and I think still is, pretty expensive. And so my dad would try very hard not to waste any of it. So sometimes at the end of the rows, when we'd be making the turn to go back around to start another row, a bunch of seed would leak out on the ground, I guess because of the momentum of the turn. And so then I would jump down and go down and try to grab up a bunch of the seed and get it back into the seed boxes before we would carry on into the next row. Because it was really important to us not to let any seed go astray. So that's why when we read our gospel for today, it's interesting to read the sower in Jesus' parable is casting the seeds out so freely. The story goes that a sower went out to sow, and as he cast his seeds, they fell on all types of ground, on the hard path, on the rocky ground, among thorns where the weeds would grow up and choke them, and then finally to find some good, rich, fertile soil. We know, of course, that seeds that fall on the good soil yield an abundant harvest. So it's hard to understand why in this parable the sower is so recklessly throwing around seeds in the first place. Have you ever wondered why the parable just doesn't talk about the seed going into good soil? Maybe there is a lesson in the way the sower sows. This parable is often preached with an emphasis on the ground that the seeds fall on. And I have preached it before a couple times, emphasizing actually what kind of soil are we and comparing ourselves to the soil. Are we rocky? Are we thorny? Are we packed down and hard to break through where the birds can easily come along and steal the seeds because they lay on just the top layer? How can we be the good soil is usually the way you preach this parable. And often this passage is used to judge ourselves and others by comparing our spiritual selves to the good soil people. And it's always good to ponder how well we use our faith and God's blessing to be fruitful in the world. But this Sunday, I want to have a little twist on the parable. And I encourage you to look at this parable in the light of Paul's assurance that in Christ there is no condemnation. Everyone gets seed no matter where they are. And the sower gives all of them a chance. Now, Jesus was pointing out that the character of God is that all are given seeds of love. No one is rejected from the kingdom of God, even if they happen to live on rocky soil, or they are traveling on hard paths, or being tempted away from loving themselves and others by the evil thorns in life that can distract us from living a life of love and really accepting God's love into our hearts. So look at this parable and see what it tells us about the character of the sower. The title is Parable of the Sower, not the Parable of the Soil. So who is this sower? We might think he or she is careless or reckless with the seed and wonder why they're throwing it so wastefully. And I think this farmer, though, knows what he is doing. This sower is throwing seeds of faith, and the seeds contain God's deep grace and love inside them. Because all people in all circumstances in life need grace and love to grow. Even the homeless drug addicts living among the weeds, the prisoners in hard cells, and you and I, who sometimes cluelessly wander about trying to figure out how to be fruitful with God's love. We can all still benefit from our God generously sowing and sharing love and healing and forgiving grace. God is a relentless optimist, believing that life can take root even in unlikely places. Even rocky and thorny soil can provide a place of growth when grace and love are thrown at them. Maybe the sower wasn't being wasteful or careless at all. Maybe the sower knew exactly what he was doing. Here's an example of life growing well in a very hard, rocky place that I found on a cliffside in Yosemite. Do you have that photo there? I don't know if you've seen this, but in Yosemite, in many places on the cliffs, you'll see trees grow out of nothing, and then moss forms underneath it. It's incredible. Now, the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 55, which is another passage that we could have chosen to read today according to the lectionary, in Isaiah 55, it speaks of God as a sower of the word, which is God's message of grace and forgiveness. Isaiah says that just as the snow and rain come down and water the earth, bringing forth life, so God's word rains down and accomplishes that for which it is purposed, engendering faith, hope, and love in those who hear it. All kinds of terrain, the mountains, the hills, and the trees, clap and sing and rejoice in Isaiah 55, because God rains down these seeds of grace and forgiveness for all. Now, Reverend Keith Anderson is a Lutheran pastor in Ambler, Pennsylvania, and he wrote about this parable, and I like one of his quotes that he said. He said, "It's not hard to infer in Jesus' parable that God is the sower, because it is God who casts the word all about without regard for where it lands, loving every type of soil and showering it with the word, with love, grace, and mercy. And God not only sows the seeds and tends the soil, God waters us with rain and snow and brings forth good fruit in us through the power of the word." While we're sitting here wondering what kind of soil we are, God is showering us with all manner of seed and blessing. So even though my dad had to be precise and careful where he sowed the seeds, God can be generous and extravagant and freely sow God's grace and love and hope, because God always hopes that it may fall and take root and begin to grow into faith. So another thing to remember is that for that to happen, good soil must be broken. Good soil is broken soil. The good soil is soil that is tilled and turned, and soil that has been broken up has to be that way so the seeds can drop down and take root. That's what the disc blades were about on the cedar. And we are, in our own ways, broken soil. Life has turned us over and over in all kinds of ways. And this brokenness, which we desperately often try to hide, happens to each one of us, sometimes in common ways and sometimes in unique ways. We may think our broken places, sins we have committed or mistakes we have made, somehow disqualify us from God's love. But on the contrary, our awareness of being broken and imperfect, if it humbles us, is the very thing that allows the seed, the word, God's love and grace to take root deep in us. Now, Jesus spent most of his time with people and in places that would have been considered bad soil or bad ground. But remember, Paul Tillich called God the ground of all being. So Jesus ate supper with despised tax collectors. He ministered to and healed the people that were considered unclean, the sick and Samaritans and women, and he turned rough fishermen into disciples. The ground of all being was able to make all of these flourish and blossom. Jesus intentionally did not focus his time on the elite. He worked with those who, on the outside, did not look like good soil. Yet Jesus showered them with mercy and love, and his forgiveness produced great fruit for his ministry that lasts today. Now, when first reading this parable, we can be quick to judge ourselves as not being good enough soil, and we can also be quick to judge others and place them in certain categories because they're too young or too old or a different color or look like an immigrant who might not be documented, or worst of all, they may be not a regular church attender or... or just here for the coffee and cookies after church. Heaven forbid. But judging is a human instinct. And at one time, actually, in our evolution, it may have helped the survival of the ancient cavemen and women. When the caveman or woman looked up and saw that a person coming at them with a huge stick didn't look or smell like them, they probably ran back to their tribe for safety. But now that Jesus has come to earth, that's all changed and taught us how to love and how to evolve and how to be open to diversity. Tribalism and negative judgments of others lead to weakness and brokenness today. We survive best when we include everyone. So God calls us to unify and come together in peaceful community to strengthen one another and to live in harmony. We are all capable of growing up the seeds of faith into beautiful plants that nourish and produce good fruit for God's kingdom. We are all called to follow Jesus and his example of loving every kind of people, all kinds of soil, trusting in the power of God's Word and Holy Spirit to transform even what appears to be barren and unable to receive and understand God's grace and love. Even in the cracked sidewalks, we often see life take root and break through barriers, such as in this example. Or even in dark, forgotten, and completely unexpected places, God's love can be the saving grace that fertilizes hard soil that others have given up on. But life is persistent, and love eventually wins. It only takes a little break in the hard shell, a little crack of a smile, a little hope for life to take root. And so it is with us. God's love is more potent and more powerful than we think. God grows faith in the midst of our brokenness. God brings life out of death. Resurrection can happen in the most unlikely places, like in a tomb or in a prison or a refugee camp. Because nothing is impossible for God. Now, God, our generous sower, grants you the power to sow seeds of grace, hope, love, and forgiveness freely to one another and to all you meet out there in the hard, broken world. So go and be as generous as God. And watch how our world blossoms and grows because you are so generous. May it be so. Amen.